Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about business buttholes. Butterburger. Butterburgers and teaching asshole customers a lesson.
Wait, business buttholes and butterburgers?
Yep. Two separate things. I am Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, dude.
Nick Christo.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Michael Tavara.
Hi, Jennifer.
I killed all three of you with that, and you've not even read the questions yet. Wow.
I love BBs.
Double Bs, baby. I was actually really mad that I couldn't think of a double B for the last one.
So what? Some of the most fun I have for this show is coming up with episode titles, and now I'm just like, what is it going to be?
Butter buttholes.
I like to come up with a title that is, like, funny on its own, and then you, like, realize what it is based on, like, listening to
yes.
the episode.
Mm. Yes. Mm. It's definitely an art coming up with the perfect podcast.
And a science.
Title.
And a science. It's both.
An art and a science. Wow. That's so true. That's just what podcasting is.
Yeah.
So we released a Patreon.
Yes,
A nice Patreon.
Oh, so sweet.
A little treat for our listeners for being good little listeners.
Yes. 2020 is starting out with a shit of a bang, so have a little treat, a little nice treat. Question.
We'll go back to really horrible stuff very soon, do not worry.
Patreon.com/DearInternet to get that. Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's freaking do it. Nick, please, read this first question.
So I did a little skimmy skim of this one before. This is pretty good. I like this. Okay. My butthole, not my butthole, the question asker's butthole. My butthole has been a location on Facebook since 2012, I can't get it removed.
What?
This is from our legal advice, by the way.
Oh, beautiful.
I feel like your butthole's moving a lot, so that's not very helpful.
It's not accurate information about the location of the butthole.
All right. I wish this was fake, but it's not. The first thing you see when you type in my full name on Google is original poster, so like whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Original poster's butthole. This page was created in 2012. I was only 15 at the time. I have reported it a million times. Even asked friends to report it. It's humiliating. I tried requesting the name change of the page. Reported it for every option possible. Facebook says it doesn't violate terms. I tried claiming it as my business, since at the bottom of the page, it claims to be automatically generated off interest of the topic and not affiliated with the business, which I don't understand how that happened. It wouldn't let me claim it. It was never a business. I was a child. I feel so hopeless. Any advice would be appreciated. I promise I'm not trolling and have proof if needed, with my name obviously edited out. Location is California.
At our legal advice, you have to say where you are so they can give you appropriate legal advice.
Oh, okay. You got it. TLDR, Facebook automatically generated a page when I was 15. My butthole is a business location with a pin close to the home I used to live in, and nothing I could do could get it removed.
You can't remove your butthole. That is science.
So this was... Okay. He said it's both auto-generated, but I guess he doesn't necessarily say that he created it when he was 15.
No, I'm guessing what happened is that somebody created it as a joke. But now, like, the way the account was set up,
I bet they created it. And now they're like, because it was funny, because it is funny.
Yeah.
It is very funny. It's very funny.
And now they just don't want to bring that up because they realize
they were cagey about who created it. They didn't say somebody else created it. They just said it was created.
Yeah. I mean, the TLDR makes it seem like Facebook automatically did it. But even Facebook, as fucked up of a company as they are.
Well, no. So what happened was, I don't think he made this page, right? What happened was, he said, hey guys, I'm 15, I'm having a birthday party, and then in the location field, because he was like, I'm going to just put my butthole in here. And then some algorithm was like, oh.
A new business is
15-year-old Chad had a birthday party at Chad's butthole. I better make a page for that, so if other people want to have a birthday party, Chad's butthole.
Well, and it's generated off of interest in the topic, so I wonder if other people...
Everybody's going to that party.
I wonder if other people have listed their butthole as an interest.
I think what happened, now when you're, like, looking up locations, like, that pops up, and people are like, oh, that's hilarious. It was probably,
like, a thing in 2012 with their friend group, whenever they did, like, a party to always make it Chad's butthole or whatever.
Right.
And now, Facebook's like, we haven't had a lot of interest in your butthole for a couple years, but, like, there was thousands of hits for your butthole.
His butthole got so many hits.
Help make Google Maps better. Is Chad's butthole still open? Oh, it definitely is.
Do you have any photos of Chad's butthole?
That's what I first thought it was going to be. And I do think that it's not... A 15-year-old's butthole is not what we're, that's not...
No, clearly not.
No.
That's naughty.
Well, nobody I don't cares. Think that his actual butthole is out there.
Naughty's not the right word.
Yeah,
I'm on my way to Chad's butthole right now, but Google's telling me it might not be open by the time I arrive.
Oh, so. No.
Oh, no, they had a sewer leak. This is hilarious, and I feel so bad for this person if they're telling the truth, even if they're not really. Like, the idea of having a ghost from your dumbass 15-year-old self.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously anyone can do that for a million different horrible reasons, but this one being funny, it takes some of the sting out, obviously, like, because 15-year-olds can kill people. And
wow, okay.
Can get a tattoo with a pen? Can
They can, but it's not legal.
Right.
Also, this person, so now doing the math, they're 23 now. So they're probably, like, trying to get jobs and stuff.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, I'm just going to quickly search, Chad Livingston to see what his online presence is. Oh, Chad Livingston's butthole.
Yeah, I think luckily it's not your actual butthole, like the picture of your butthole.
Can you imagine if that came up on Google as just like a butthole? Just fucking goatsy, like right there.
Yeah, a friend of mine got arrested and he paid a service to bust it down his mugshot on Google image searches. So I wonder
how did they do this?
So like, yeah.
I think SEO shit.
Yeah, I don't know. So like, yeah, when you search my friend's name, his mugshot is on page 3 as opposed to page 1.
I think I know which friend this is.
Yeah.
It rhymes with limb.
My friend.
I'm too much of a coward to get arrested.
There's a really obvious solution to this, which I don't even know why we're talking about it. Like, just... Uh-huh. Change your name. That name is sullied. You've got to move on.
Well, that's a little extreme.
What
if he removed his own butthole?
Oh.
And then when people said that and they said, Chad, is this your butthole? And you'd be like, I don't even have a butthole.
I don't even have a butthole.
I don't know why you would assume that.
If you created a fake person with the exact same name as you? And then make them, don't go too hard, but like make them be like a butthole enthusiast, maybe like a proctologist or something.
Oh,
like
my God.
So it's like, yeah, it's really embarrassing, but
different guy. So
there's
weird.
Another Chad Livingston town, and he loves asses.
Open Chad Livingston's butthole emporium or whatever, right? You can say, like, I have a business license for Chad's butthole. Mm-hmm. Here, this page is like, you know, it's an imitation. Like, it's infringing on my copyright.
Oh, I see. You create a real one and then strike it down.
Right, and then you have the power to delete your own page after that.
God damn, we live in hell. It's so hilarious that this shit like this is gonna happen. And he's probably not the only one. I'm sure there's like Tit Mountain of someone.
I'm just so grateful that Facebook was not a thing when I was in high school.
Yes.
Like, we did have MySpace, but, like, MySpace, like, basically doesn't exist anymore. So, it's fine. My old sad Zanga blogs are lost to the ether.
Yeah, thank God.
I, in college, I thought it would be funny if I started, because you could have fan pages and, like, like, group pages. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, I started the official Tide fan group, like the soft laundry detergent. Uh-huh. It's just called Tide. And so if you search for Tide laundry detergent on Facebook, like, it comes up. And at some point, I made it private, but it got really popular at some point. Like, people love talking about Tide.
They love Tide!
They thought this page was the official Tide brand page.
It's a great brand.
So I made it private, and recently I've been getting inundated with requests to join the Tide.
What is wrong with
really?
People?
It's sociopaths.
They can't get really, enough of brands.
They want to file some complaints, and they want to know why Tide is private now.
What are you like? Well, I like Tide.
I love Tide Pods.
I guess I'll go log on to my computer. Oh,
maybe that's it. That's why people are talking about the Tide Pods.
Damn.
I do think about the fact that, like, when we were freshmen in college, like, Facebook was still pretty early on.
We were in the first group of people who got Facebook.
Yes. You still had to have a .edu.
Right. Yeah. So we weren't the first batch. We were the first batch that went, like, wider. So I don't know what.
But, like, to the extent that when we were a freshman in college, like, your Facebook wall was just completely open. Like, someone could come in and, like, delete anything.
Yeah.
Or, like, change whatever on it. And you could have one profile picture. That was it.
Yep.
Like, that was all. But I remember it being very much a thing to make weird-ass Facebook groups and join them.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was in dozens and dozens and dozens of horrifically weird Facebook groups because we just thought it was funny.
And in fact, was there not drama about you joining a Facebook group?
Oh, there was. Yeah, I got fired for being an RA because I joined a Facebook group called My RA Sucks.
And you weren't RA?
And I was an RA. But it was about one dude. And it was like,
he was a hard ass.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
Asshole RA at a Christian college? I can't imagine it.
Right, exactly.
Well, he wasn't from America, so it was like everyone was like, oh, this is probably racist. Which, I mean, in hindsight, I bet there was
not some great
racism there, but like he was not nice and a hypocrite. So
yeah,
he maybe deserved it, but so it was probably complicated. You know, looking back on it, but you
lost your RA job and probably like free room and board too, right?
It's not free, but you got your own room. I didn't have, so like midway through the year, I had to move into a friend's room because his roommate left.
Yeah.
The
drama caused by Facebook groups. I remember I was in some ones that like, I'm sure they're still kind of on my Facebook now, which I haven't logged into in a million years. And I would really hate to see whatever I was joining when I was 18 years old.
Oh my God. Yeah. Just like nonsensical things that we thought were funny. But then Facebook changed and became a lot harder to surface groups and things like that. When they changed it from sort of like, oh, here's the groups you're into, like, here's these vague zones that you're interested in.
Yeah.
Like, so your music would be right next to I Shaved My Wookiee or something. Like
yes. Like, yeah. And it'd be like your interests are I Shaved My Wookiee.
Right. So
like, that was what I
remember spending like hours and hours. Because I would just, another thing I would do a lot is I would join groups that the leader was gone. So if you joined it, you're now like in charge. So for some reason that was interesting to me that I was now in charge of like the cheer department of some, you know, other college.
It was the Wild West back then. Yeah. It was so different.
It was so stupid.
But all that to say is I'm really glad that at least I was like 18 when that was happening and I was in high school.
Right. And it was a walled garden. Because, or if I'm using that term correctly, because only people with .edu addresses could join. So like occasionally sometimes your professors would join and that was a little weird, but you know, yeah.
As a higher ed staff member, I joined when, you know, when I was not in college for business purposes.
Gotcha.
So I was in there. I was a narc for sure.
Damn. Tim and I actually kind of met via Facebook in that we
I mean, that's
because we were part of like a orientation group together.
Right.
And I remember seeing his profile picture and being like, oh, this is cute.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
my high school boyfriend had like just broken up with me before I went to college. So I was like going off to college like, all right, I'm ready to freaking date. And then I immediately dated Tim and never dated anybody else.
And never stopped.
Yeah. We started dating like
fucked up
the very end of our first semester.
That's
of
why we
college.
Joke we should go back in time and be like, all right, shake hands.
I'm going to meet you again in 4 years.
I'll see you later, bro. Let's get wild. Yeah, no, I mean, it's so weird to think back about Facebook back then, because it was, like, since it was the first, it was either the first, I think it was the first year that the incoming freshmen had it. So I think, yes, from my understanding, the people already there got it like halfway through the year or something like that. So we were the first batch of just newbies, is my understanding. I could be wrong, but we were the first
that
or second.
Seems correct.
So we got our things and just like you're about to go to school, and it was the first batch of people that were able to meet their future college buddies.
Yeah.
And so like, everyone was just like messaging each other.
Yes.
And, yeah, it was wild.
Did you know you used to get a thing called a Facebook that had like pictures of your classmates in it? That was real.
That was
We have that at work, actually. We have we've had a Facebook.
Wait, did they actually send out a thing called Facebook?
Yeah, you would
I thought it was just like another word for yearbook.
I don't really know, but I know there were Facebooks. I don't know if they sent them to you or whatever, but
just so you could see like the incoming class.
Right. The I believe it was called for the school I went to, but the school I work at now. I believe it was called like the Pig Book, and it was just real gross. Like upperclassmen would be like, "Oh, I'm gonna look at these new freshman girls coming in." And
oh, that's not nice. Yeah.
That is, college was bad. probably still is.
I remember in college, like thinking like, "Oh, look, the seniors are so, they look so old. They're like adults." And now, when I worked for the government, I no longer work for the government. There was we were next to George Washington University in DC, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, those college kids look like fucking babies.
Oh, they're babies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like all of them.
Tiny, seniors, tiny babies.
Freshmen, they are babies.
Yeah.
So I went on a quick Wikipedia hunt to confirm some things. So Facebook launched in 2004, and we started college in 2005. So we were really like at the very beginning.
So like the big state school in Florida near me had it, but like it went out in waves.
Yeah, because it wasn't like every school. Like I think that it was like it may have been in like a letter of like acceptance. Like you can get a Facebook. Like because otherwise, how would I have ever known about?
I feel like I had heard about Facebook, and I thought it was just you needed an EDU, and like that was it, and then you could get it.
At a certain point, that was it. Yeah,
that was true. Yeah, but it was like a wave, because it started at Harvard, and then it went to like the other Ivy League schools.
Yeah, because I think you had to have an EDU from things that we probably could Wikipedia and figure out. I think you had to from because I feel like friends of mine, their school didn't have it yet.
Yes.
But also some of my friends went to like Liberty and shit. So, I mean, that might have been a different thing.
They didn't classify. They didn't qualify for
it's like not
they weren't accredited.
Because I think you had to be, I think it went to specific colleges.
Yes.
And that's why like the big state school had it in 2004. And then our school got it in 2005.
Yes.
I'm just going to go on Facebook right now.
Don't do it.
In a long time, and I'm just going to look for the location, and I'm just going to look for butthole and see what comes up.
Oh my god, you're going to find it!
I'm going to go ahead and make an event. I'll invite you
guys. We should
probably
go on the next question.
Yeah, we've really gone down a hole this
way. A hole, I get it. I have like a butthole.
Circle back around, like also a butthole.
Let's see.
Butthole's a circle. All right.
Okay, we got up your butthole in Centerville, the devil's butthole,
the
golden butthole, Satan's butthole, butthole land, flappy buttholes.
What?
Flappy buttholes. That's my favorite game. I'm going to read this next question.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
My boyfriend of 2 years is an awful... Oh, I read this one. Is an awful cook and really rude in the kitchen. Posted by Boyfriend Can't Cook.
I love the simplicity of a person's username being like, my username is exactly the thing that I'm writing about.
Some of his transgressions have been stuffed burgers, where the stuffing was literally chunks of butter. You bite into the already greasy burger and molten butter squirts down your throat.
That sounds fucking great. I don't know what the problem is.
I was kind of on board until this greasy squirts.
Not squirt.
Yeah. Squirt. No,
squirty burger. It's like a gusher.
Tacos where the grounded beef is not drained and he mixes the seasoning into the puddle of grease. Salt, and more salt in every dish to the point where I need a gallon of water to not shrivel up. Really weird flavor combinations like cocktail sauce on taquitos.
No!
Soaking really expensive steaks I bought in a bag of soy sauce for extra flavor. Mixing copious amounts of raw garlic into things at the end, like mashed potatoes.
Oh my god.
I try to be nice and say things like, I'm sensitive to salt, let's add it to our liking on our plates. And I get some big speech about how salt molecularly changes the way food cooks, and it's not the same. Or maybe drain the grease, as it's just not for me. I'm health conscious and get heartburn easily. He says fat is flavor, and I have a peasant palate.
I'm going to kill this man.
Oh, anybody that, like, describes you as a peasant, like, nah, just...
Me, the king, drinking grease.
Burger butter.
Burger butter. He says it's for flavor and I have a peasant palate. Take an antacid to prepare. I would never dare straight up tell him I don't like something, or I would completely crush his feelings. Hashtag man. He loves bringing up that he worked as a professional chef, and I have not. And he knows what's best. He has not. He had a one-week job shadow for his high school home ec project when he was 15. Meanwhile, I have actually worked in a fine dining French kitchen for work, but I was just a line cook. I just can't take it anymore.
Like, line cooks, like, do all the fucking cooking.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing that, the work.
People that think that, like, chefing is, like, just one dude back there pouring his heart and soul, fools. I just can't take it anymore. I will spend $50 on ingredients for a nice meal, and he will come in, insult my amateur knife skills, taste my food in the middle of it, and dump some salt or random spices in. If I ask him to back off, he gets offended because he wants cooking to be our thing. He criticizes everyone else's cooking or any restaurant food, or any food picture ever, and he knows he could make it way better than them. I just don't know what to do. TLDR, boyfriend cooks me butter stuff burgers and insists he's a professional chef, and I just can't appreciate good food.
You gotta throw this entire boyfriend away. Dude sucks so fucking bad.
He's fucking broken.
You have to break up with him, but I feel like you gotta do more than that.
No, you need to punish. He needs to be punished.
He needs to get Jamie Kennedy exed somehow.
I think what you need to do here is get him a nice gift get him an advanced person cooking class.
Yeah, they do cooking classes.
A cooking class for people who already know what they're doing and, like, want to learn some advanced skills to really take it to the next level.
Yes.
So that when he goes in there, he can be fucking embarrassed.
Yeah, drop it a little bit. Like, oh, you worked as a professional cook, so you can probably professional chef, so you can probably skip courses 1 and 2, and then you just go to 3. And him, an idiot, will be like, huh, yeah, okay. And then
he
gets there and gets his bare back balls and butt
spanked.
Beat.
I've got one question. Why is question asker afraid of flavor?
What? That's so true. That's a good point.
Why are you afraid of the flavor of salt and grease?
Yeah. Help! I'm dating Guy Fieri and I can't help.
Garlic is good. Butter is good. I don't understand.
The only one I have to know is how much raw garlic is in mashed potatoes. Because, like, I could be there for that, but also...
Are you telling me you're chill with cocktail sauce and taquitos?
I'm literally just...
That sounds a little gross.
They're the same... Salsa and cocktail sauce is the same color.
They've got freaking horseradish in it!
They're both red.
Oh, my...
Spicy.
One time, Jennifer made hummus, homemade hummus, and she made it so garlicky.
It was a huge mistake.
That it could, like, strip battery acid off.
Yeah, it was not...
There's this restaurant in San Francisco called The Stinking Rose.
Ooh, that's what I call my butthole.
I've been there on Facebook.
I checked in there.
But it's a garlic restaurant, and like everything they do is like garlic. So like you can get roasted garlic. I got this, their famous dish. It was like a chicken that used 40 cloves of garlic.
Oh, I've heard of that, yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. And it was crazy, and like by the end of it, you're just like, there's so much garlic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's gonna stink for days afterwards. Oh, yeah. It's gonna come out of your pores.
All right, so this is we should start. We should codify. You know, there's overly emotional boyfriend.
Yeah.
Idiot boyfriend. Yeah. This is those two mixed.
Like the overly emotional in the sense of like very sensitive and can take no criticism and is like very sure they're right. Like that's absolutely an our relationship's boyfriend type.
Yes. Yep. And then there's almost every single girl who posts of like, you know, my boyfriend keeps kicking me in my shins as I sleep and burning the hair off the top of my head. How do I get him to stop? I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to offend him. What am I doing wrong? A little bit of that. So
yeah,
this guy's got a little bit of 10,000 Skulls in him. Like a little bit.
Yes.
He does, but like, to me, worse than Skull Guy.
Oh, for
much
sure.
Worse than Skull Guy.
Yeah.
Imagining, because I like to cook, and if someone came up in my business while I was cooking and just like threw some spices in there that I did not ask for, I would be so mad.
So
like,
I wish, Michael, you bring up a good point. Mm. I wish for Tree Guy, I wish we would have brought up Skull Guy, because Tree Guy is a Skull Guy.
He is a Skull Guy.
You got to remind people what Skull Guy and Tree Guy are.
Yeah, so Skull Guy, I'll go quickly look, and I can tell you what episode.
He was the guy that had skulls decorating his apartment.
He had 10,000 skulls. And
I believe he was episode 5.
His girlfriend had a real anthropology flair to her.
Yeah, she did.
And wanted to get rid of some of those skulls. And he was
She's
like...
She's not vibing with the 10,000 skulls.
And he was like, fuck no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I mean...
What's Tree Guy, though?
Tree Guy...
Tree Guy's the one that bought... He bought 108 trees.
Oh.
We lived that
whole... Wait, that guy? No, that guy was cool, too.
I think Tree Guy's worse than Skull Guy, for some reason.
I agree.
Where does...
Skull Guy was his own house.
Yes, where does Bald Eagle Guy come in?
Oh my god.
Yeah, because sometimes
Bald Eagle Guy did nothing wrong.
If you have one a very extreme thing, it's equal to 1,000 of another thing. 1,000 skulls equals 100 trees equals one eagle. We can all agree on that.
Okay, so this guy, like, the salt thing, like, I think that's somewhat true. Like, you got, like, the salt, like, pulls out moisture
and
stuff.
Yeah, it's technically true.
And I've definitely over-salted things, because we just have, like, the big box of kosher salt, and, like, when you ask for a pinch, you just kind of very gently try to just get it to come out, and then it just like dumps.
Yeah, we got a salt pig now. So
yeah, I've started doing. I pour it into the hand first, and then pinch.
You've absolutely got to
because you know you're gonna accidentally dump like 75 things.
Yeah, I've done it too much now.
Yeah. Oh,
God, I made something a while ago back when we had Blue Apron, and I fucked up the salt, and it hurts.
And you're like, because there's just nothing
you can scoop it out fast enough, but you just can't.
There's two bits here that like really show this guy in his true light, and it's that like he wants cooking to be their thing together. But then also is like, you were just a line cook and I know everything. Yeah. So it's like,
oh my God.
Yeah. This guy is like such a fucking asshole that he touches on so many different guys that, because he's definitely a I'm smarter than you guy. He's a I don't listen to you guy.
Yes.
He's a overly emotional guy. He's just an idiot. And the fact that like, instead of listening, you know, like relationships is a two-way street, yada yada yada, all that bullshit. The fact that you just simply don't listen, like Jennifer doesn't like celery, I don't like cilantro, so
I don't fucking make food with cilantro in for Tim, and he doesn't make things for me with celery in it.
And when we had Blue Apron, sometimes there would be dishes that were like, mix the olives. I don't like olives. Mix the olives with celery, and we just kind of like stared at the dish is like, I guess we're having chicken tonight.
Yeah, with nothing.
With nothing. The balls. Like, sometimes, you know, look at yourself, you look at your friends, and you just think, like, oh, we need to stand up for ourselves more. Or, oh, if we need to go into our office the next day and really stick up for ourselves. If we could have just one dash of this fucking douchebag in our lives, we would be so much more successful.
It's so true. Like, just the confidence here.
The confidence.
You've got
the man who says he's a professional chef because he did a 1 week internship in high school.
This guy is me when I was 14 and I said I could make websites because I had a MySpace.
I've never been this confident about literally anything in my life.
You've got peasant palate and amateur knife skills.
I
want to poison him. I think he needs to be poisoned.
I think you got to start by doing what Nick said. Sign him up for advanced level.
That is,
blah, blah, blah.
That is good.
And just have him be fucking ruined.
Emotionally devastate him and then poison him when he's weak.
I want to do a GoFundMe. You know how they, like, when people see viral tweets. They'll start a fake GoFundMe and steal the money. I want to do that, but steal only some of the money, but then find this person somehow and then send them 60% of the money that I stole from people. just so they can keep sending their dumbass boyfriend.
Can you look this up? I just want to see if there were any additional comments on this one.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could do the cooking class as well. And like,
well, you gotta be there to see it, right?
But just so that, like, when the teacher or whoever, like, you know, if it's this kind of class, they like taste your stuff and like, tell you what
and
you
be
did
like,
wrong.
Oh, this sucks.
So that she can be like, oh, yours is great. For you, weird boyfriend, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah, but then he'd be like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. This is bullshit. I'm smarter than them.
Oh, maybe it got deleted. I
hate this guy.
It may have gotten deleted. Sucks. Maybe we'll never know what the update is.
Well, we could find the link and then go do that. What is it?
Well, it's posted
by the Wayback
by
Machine or whatever.
No. You just have to change the first letter.
Oh.
So it's like, I think it's like credit or something like that. And then you can see deleted posts. So I think whenever I read it, it was basically, because I saw this one. This is probably one that was sent to us 14 times and we also saw ourselves. So thank you to all those people that send them to us. Yeah, I mean, obviously, the big issue here is that your boyfriend doesn't listen and doesn't give a shit about you.
And that he's got.
And he's the one with the peasant palate.
And he's the one with the peasant. Yeah, the idea of just like butter and
butter burger. That sounds so fucking gross.
I feel like you could make that work.
Yeah, you can make that work.
But like steaks have butter on them, but not like an exploding butter.
The butter has to be like real, like grinded into the meat. So it's
and
like,
you know you can do like not soy sauce, but like teriyaki sauce with steak and.
But not like a super nice steak.
Yeah, not like a $50 steak or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I used to like when I first started eating real steak, like I soaked it in Worcestershire sauce.
It's good.
And it would fucking be awesome.
Sauce is delicious. So
it depends on how long you do it. If you don't do it that long, you can pretty much you can probably even do soy sauce.
I like cooked it in the sauce.
I mean, that's the thing is like getting a good steak, good, whatever. But then like taking the extra steps and not being what's like overly respectful of it and then having a sauce with it. It's like, oh, congrats. You have a delicious steak and a delicious sauce, is my opinion.
I love to eat my $50 steak with ketchup. So you should definitely poison your boyfriend.
You should definitely poison your
boyfriend.
Oh, please
poison your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Poison him. Frame him for a really bad crime so he goes
to jail. You should start making, if you guys live together, sounds like you do, start making your way slowly out of the home, set up where you're going to go.
He's not going to notice. He's fucking self-absorbed.
He deserves to be punished. And so, yeah, live with him for another 2 years or so years and destroy him.
Yeah, destroy his life.
Yeah, definitely. Watch the movie, Old Boy. Watch Old Boy by Park Chan-wook. And then
make him sleep with his daughter.
Make him sleep with his daughter. Spoilers. and if he doesn't cut his tongue off by the end of it, then you failed. So, yeah.
Wow. Done.
Done.
There you go.
All right. Let's move on to the next question, which I'm going to read because I really love this one, too.
Read it.
Am I the asshole for pretending to get fired when customers get a temper with me? I almost changed the wording and I'm like, I'm going to leave it in because it's very strange. I am a high schooler with a weekend job at a coffee shop. My coworkers who work weekends are James, the owner's son. He goes to my school. He's a shift manager, but it's not like a real formal thing. He's a friendly guy. And Danielle, a college student who sometimes works weekends too. So sometimes customers will come in and just be angry about such little stuff. Hell yeah. Like literally blow up about nothing. I don't know if they're in a bad mood already and looking for someone to take it out or what, but it's a lot. Like, how sad do you have to be a grown-ass man taking your anger out on high school and college kids? 100%
Preach.
Agree with you, bro.
Preach.
I'm totally on your side.
Yeah, you have to be sad.
So James and I were joking about having a little fun with them and hopefully getting them off our backs. So one day I was at work and some guy was having a temper about how we don't make the coffee hot enough.
Mother likes her coffee hot.
Mother likes it. She loves it hot. Which I couldn't do a thing about because I gave it to him right out of the machine. So James came in and was like, sir, is there a problem here? And the guy started ranting at him too. So James was just like, OP, this is unacceptable. You're fired. I started acting real sad. Like, no, please don't fire me. My family needs the money. I need this job. Please. And he played up being a hard ass, telling me to take off my apron and leave. The angry guy started to backtrack, like, it isn't that big of a problem. You don't need to fire her over it. I didn't mean it. And James was like, no, we pride ourselves on the best customer service. Sorry, I think I called the OP a boy or a girl.
Okay.
Of course, after all that drama, I still had my job. We were just acting. And we've done it a couple times.
Yes.
Whenever a customer will lose their temper at Danielle or I, James will storm in and fire us.
Oh my God.
And almost every time, the person who would come in angered will apologize and say that they didn't mean it. It's kind of satisfying, making people realize their actions might actually have consequences. Anyway, I was telling my friends from school about this, and a few of them thought it was a mean prank to let someone go away thinking they'd gotten someone who desperately needs the money fired. Am I the asshole for this joke?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, your friends.
You're a fucking hero.
You're a hero. Your friends are fucking cops.
Your friends are cops. You're a hero.
I don't
You deserve a scholarship.
Don't
love
let the power
you.
Go to your head, but this is like the Robin Hood shit.
Plot how you could do more of this in your life.
Yes.
I would go so far as to say that they obviously know they're not the asshole, and they're just coming on here to brag about what a rad idea they have.
It's a really good idea.
And good on James for not being a little shit.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to play along with
this. He's like, I'm not going to be a class traitor. Let's do this.
Have we all worked retail before?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the fucking worst.
It's the pits.
I worked at the Apple store for a very brief time, and boy, did that job suck ass. Like, the first day that I was, like, really out on the floor working, a dude came up to me, tossed his shattered iPad at me, and was like, I want to return this. And he was such a dick that I just allowed him to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I, like, was crying afterward because I fucked up so bad like my first day, and luckily the person training me was like, it's fine, don't worry about it. But like, my job at the Apple store
Apple
was,
has
like,
billions of dollars.
They do. I was one of their cashiers, which in the Apple world means I'm the person that angry people go to because they wanted to return stuff that they should not have been able to return. It sucked so bad. I wish that I could have done something like this to those people.
I worked at GameStop as an assistant manager through college, and like the only highlight of my day was being an asshole to customers when they wanted to return stuff. And like, I looking back at it, I'm like, why was I such a dick about these things? And I was like, oh right, I was bored. And so like, anytime you go into a GameStop and like the employee's an asshole, it's because they're fucking bored and being paid nothing.
Well, that's the thing, like, you have to, as a consumer, you have to sort of slide through their boredom in a good way. Like, one of my friends used to work for Best Buy, and I'd always be like, oh, I bet if this asshole person did this thing to you, but I bet if I did it, I would have done it better and gotten to be able to return the thing. He's like, no, I wouldn't have done that because the returns come out of, like, our bonuses, yada, yada, yada. So it's like, you have to, like, it's so chaotic that the idea...
And that's not how it works at every store, I know.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
That was not a thing for me.
Well, it wasn't even a thing for his Best Buy because they constantly lied and just wouldn't give him the bonus. Anyways, so it's like this whole idea of, like, sliding through the various, like, retail things of, like, I am a customer here. Everyone here is bored and miserable, and their bosses suck. So, like, how can I get the most out of this? And it's so delicious to see the opposite happening of, like, hey, we fuck with our customers as much as possible.
But only, like, when people are being bad.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, these people, I wouldn't be mean to normal people.
Right, these people obviously deserve it.
Yeah, it's stop while you're ahead before you become the villain, but, like, you know.
But this is literally, like, this is so perfect.
This is
and,
so
like,
perfect.
What a good time to do it while you're in high school. Because, like, if you did get in trouble for it, well, who gives a shit? Like, leave that job off your resume. Who cares?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's an episode of Impractical Jokers. I just want to say that most people that judge that show have never actually seen it.
Whenever you show it to me, it's very funny.
I get uncomfortable. Yeah, that's all.
You have to break through that. Anyway, there's an episode where he's working, like, one of the jokers is working at the counter of a restaurant, and, like, somebody comes up, and, of course, they're, you know, telling him to, you know, basically the point of the show is they're embarrassing the people on the show, not the customers. And, like, so he's, like, being embarrassing, and
right.
Like the customer, like, finally gets his food or whatever, and the customer sits down, and it turns out the customer knows the owner of that restaurant but didn't know they were filming. So he texts the owner and he was like, this guy here, he's a terrible employee. Like, why are you, you know, keeping him there? And so, of course, behind the scenes, they're like, oh, this guy knows the owner. We just heard that he texted him. And so, like, basically what they did is they pretended, like, they took him in the back and they pretended to fire him. And he, like, goes out. And he goes and talks to the customer. And he's like, oh, man, I just got fired. Apparently somebody told my boss what I was doing. And he was like, do you know anything about that? And he was like, no, I'm sorry to hear that, man. And they basically just, like, oh, gotta go tell my wife I lost another job.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God. It was great.
Now I want to do acts of violence towards people like this. Use my privilege to somehow, you know, I don't know. There's a thing on Twitter, right, where it's like, we have a lot of Twitter followers now, so if someone's an asshole to us, we have to, like, think a couple minutes about, I quote tweet this and drag them?
And drag them, and they have, like, 12 followers.
Which is why I love following Roxanne Gay, because she don't give a fuck.
No, she will fucking... It's like, listen, you come at the queen.
Just don't. Even if you hit.
Do not fucking... It's not going to be worth it. It's not going to turn out well for you.
I do love the idea of the people that... They like, hey, don't worry, sir. They are fired, and then they come back and like, this fucking.
That would be very funny. That was
we had to hire them back.
Yeah, but
like, oh, they let me back
because then they know that basically they were making fun of them.
Well, or if they really lean into the bullshit, it's like, oh yeah, we gave OP a second chance.
Imagine if you got somebody fired at a coffee shop, or you think you got somebody fired at a coffee shop. Yeah. Would you ever go back there?
Exactly. No. I would never. Back. I can't even, it's hard for me to think of this because I would literally never do this. Like, there's that joke of, like, millennials, like, tipping. Like, you could, like, spit in my food and I'd be, like, 20% tip.
Okay, fine, 19%.
Yeah. So this would never, ever, ever, and again, after having worked various, like, retail and customer service type jobs, I would never in my life do this. But I would, if I did do it, I would not go back to that coffee shop again.
Go ahead. I feel like if we could combine this with the previous question, like, how do we get the OP to fix the previous person's
boyfriend? Yeah, I feel like
boyfriend?
The OP of this question is just, yeah, is a genius, and I think she should be the president, actually.
I worked in retail, like, basically all through college until I graduated and got a real job, and, like, when, at Best Buy, when one customer was, like, a real... asshole, basically my friend would come up and then pretend to fall and then throw all his papers at me. And it was hilarious.
That's good.
I like that.
That's a callback to the last episode. Oh, okay. Sorry. Which we recorded today.
Yeah. It's 1:30 p.m. now.
So I feel like I guess this question isn't really asking for advice anyway.
Oh,
so
they're obviously not the asshole.
They're not the asshole. They're
closer to God.
They're a hero. The Robin Hood of 2020.
Yeah, they might literally be making people think about their actions.
What?
And that's then great. The people might be better people.
This is some good place shit.
This is some good place shit. This is some fuck it. She is one of the ghosts of Christmas present. I mean, like, yo, this is what happens.
James, Danielle, and OP are the three ghosts.
Yes. You're visited.
They're scrooging everyone.
On National Coffee Shop Day. Like, here's the way of what you did.
Yeah.
They're clowning on you behind your back. Don't you feel like an idiot?
Stupid.
Idiot.
Ugly.
I do remember when I was at Best Buy, like, people, like, oh, I want this obscure cable for this, like, PC. And I'd be like, oh, okay, let me try to find that for you. And, like, I look it up on the system, look it on the website. I'm like, oh, it doesn't look like we carry it. And they would get so mad at me and be like, why don't you carry it? I'm like, oh. I don't carry anything. This is Best Buy. I'm just telling you what we have. And, like, they would not let it go. And they're like, I want you to tell Best Buy to carry this.
I'll call Mr. Best Buy up and tell him.
Okay.
I worked at Circuit City, and the best shit was when people would get mad at us, they would go to Best Buy, and then always just come back. Because they would be like, we would start to like, we'll call them for you, you know? If you want to do this, yeah. Because the whole thing was like, Best Buy was ahead of the game. It was like, we won't pay people a lot of money. Whereas like Circuit City had transitioned from commission like 6 years ago.
So people like actually knew what they were talking about.
Right. So the old timers were still there. And they like, we had better customer service, but we were not commission. So people who thought we still did have commission would like try to, you know, push for it. And we're like, no.
I don't care.
And like, well, I'm going to Best Buy. We're like, all right, we'll see you when you come back.
I felt like Circuit City was like, nerdier than Best Buy.
Yeah.
And I liked it more.
We didn't have
refrigerators. And now it's dead.
Now it's dead. R. See R. that?
Is it the other place that you were also dead now?
Yes. Which is to say, I work. No!
Sorry,
Party City's
party?
Still alive.
I will crush you.
Sorry, I got it wrong.
iParty.
I was iParty.
iParty. They were bought, I believe, or absorbed by Party City.
I think all the places that I worked still exist, I think.
It is weird, like, thinking about shitty customers at iParty versus shitty customers at Circuit City. And I think the appropriate way of saying it is a lot of the more shitty customers at iParty were dealt a worse hand at life and were shitty to you, you know, Pat.
Right.
Whereas at Circuit City, it was people that were dealt an extremely good hand at life.
Yes, and extremely, I want to speak to your manager.
Yes, exactly. Vibe. That was always interesting because, you know, it's like, you can't really necessarily blame some of the bad behavior. I mean, they're adults, but also what can you do?
I just feel like, stuff. I don't know, it's so pathetic. They have no control over their lives, or their lives are so shitty that they have to, like, yell at retail.
If you are a person that is rude and bad to customer service employees, you are the lowest dirt, and I fucking hate you.
Yeah, I was listening to, or was it you they were listening to? I don't remember. It was Paul F. Tompkins talking about, like, immediately knowing that he can't be friends with someone if they're, or maybe someone else.
Yeah, I think that's right. If they're mean to wait staff.
Right. Was that Freedom or was that Scam Goddess? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so you were listening to that. And I was like, yeah, that is such a, if someone's even a little bit rude.
Yeah, I can't deal with that. No, like, that, like, that is, no, we do not vibe as friends.
We are different people.
I've never been rude. I'm never rude to wait staff, but I do, like, sometimes catch myself like, oh, I haven't looked at our waiter and I don't know who they are.
I think
that's social awkwardness more than rudeness.
And I have, you know, given a little guff back when they're, like, so absolutely shitty. Like, there are times, obviously, that...
Yeah, it's not like every customer service person is an angel.
There are bad people all over.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm not quite the type that will just let anything happen to me when because, you know, I'm sure they're still just having a bad day, but, like, it's a two-way street. I don't have to be their punching bag either, so.
Right.
But that's happened, like, a time in my life.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's much, much, much more often that people who work customer service are treated really shittily by people for, like, no reason at all.
I hope the OP just doesn't go mad with power and starts to fuck up on purpose.
Yeah, use your power for good, okay, OP? Keep it contained.
That being said, a lesson's a lesson. So.
Yeah.
And people are allowed to make mistakes.
So true. And you're in high school. So,
and you're in high school.
You should fuck up a lot.
Yeah. Steal from your office. I'm also curious if James, the owner's son, is going to get in trouble by the owner.
He's the one who's really putting his ass on the line.
He is. And man, James.
Go for it,
you're a real one.
I mean, okay. If they're doing it, like, these customers sound like customers they don't actually want. So it's like,
well, you know, a regular wouldn't do this, right? Like, that's
exactly.
Hopefully not.
Do you guys think that the adage "the customer is always right" is well and truly gone, or do you, in your day to day, do you think that still is a thing?
I don't think the customer is ever right.
Yeah, it's always wrong. We can do that.
I think it's a certain generation still kind of feels that way. They might not admit it, but I think that's the way they act.
Probably depends.
Well, it's that, like, I'm the customer, so I automatically deserve all your respect, no matter how shitty I am.
Exactly.
There has been times that, like, you see whatever place you're consuming from that they don't give a fuck. And it's, on the one hand, sort of refreshing because they're like, you know, I don't give a fuck. I don't get paid enough to care.
The Macy's in Downtown Crossing in Boston.
But then sometimes you see it and you're like, you're the only place I can go. What do? I feel lost. Help me.
It's like people, like, actively avoiding eye contact with you and you're, like, trying to ask a question.
Yeah,
it's
there's,
like,
just,
wow, all right.
Fucking shoes and trash everywhere.
But that's different than a customer just being a real asshole.
Exactly.
It's like when Majima is in the cabaret and he's, like, customer's king and he, like, won't beat them up even though they're trying to stab him.
Yeah, like, he'll dodge them and let them, like, maybe punch themselves.
And he's, like, doing a cool dance.
Yeah, that's quite so cool.
Only Majima can pull that off, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, Majima from Yakuza.
We own a store. It's called Podcast. And we have customers
welcome
called
to
listeners.
The podcast store.
And there's so many times that, like, even we'll still get people who are like, oh, they like, okay, but I won't listen if you keep doing this. We're like, good.
Okay, okay.
I don't give a shit. Get out of here. Fuck cool. you. Jesus Christ. He just makes my life easier.
Yeah, but, it is funny. People really think that scares us.
Seeing someone that's like, they use their what they assume is their super effective technique of like, I'll go to Best Buy, and then you're like, good, go to Best Buy.
I'll help you dial the phone.
Yeah, man.
Right for Best Buy.
Yeah, take this exit, actually, it's faster.
Yeah.
They just immediately like hit a brick wall. Like, what?
I mean, we love you, the person listening.
You're different.
People stop caring about their maybe not their job, like their individual job, but like their company, like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, we do not give a shit unless we have some kind of stake in it.
People are getting activated. You know what I'm saying?
People are getting, yeah, it's happening, finally.
Happening, finally.
2020. Well, OP, I love you. I support you. Please continue to use your powers for good and not for evil. And I can't wait until you're the president of the United States one day.
Yes.
We salute you.
We salute you. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our show.
Yes.
I feel like this one went a little long because mm-hmm. we were talking about Facebook for 75 years.
There's a few of these that I could have spent an entire time just like the food really guy. I felt like I just want to keep bringing up and saying the same things over and over again.
I was getting too mad. I had to stop talking about it because it just pissed me off too much. But thank you for joining us on this weird journey that we go on every 2 weeks. If you would like to support us on... Yes, clapping. I hope that shows up in the audio.
I bet it sounds good.
You can support us on Patreon, which is at...
Dear Internet.
Patreon.com/Dear Internet.
Thank you. And hopefully help us get to recording this every week.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We can meet our Patreon goals.
When does this one come out?
This one will be out today, the 26th. of February.
Yeah, so we're at PAX East. Be sure to say hi. Who knows if we found a place to meet at night.
Follow our Twitters if you want to find out more about that, because we do not have that info.
I'm wondering if I'm hearing myself right now as I'm editing this at the airport.
Yes. So you can follow us on Twitter at AskDearInternet, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Baristo.
Sincerely, Dear Internet.